Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu.
Thank you for joining us. In today's episode, our colleague Sky interviews Jude, student manager of the media teaching area, about their work. Enjoy.
So my name is Sky. I use they, them pronouns, and I am one of the instructional technologists on the educational technology team here at Mount Holyoke. And today I'm here with our student manager for the media teaching area, or MTA. Can I invite you to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Jude. I use he, they pronouns. I am an English-Spanish double major, and I'm doing a 5-college certificate in Latin American studies. I'm a senior graduating in May of 2024, and I've been with the MTA for about 2.5 years.
Awesome. Thank you. So let's go over what that involvement has looked like. Can you please talk a little bit about the role of student employees in the MTA? What are your main responsibilities? What part of working there do you enjoy the most? And anything related to that?
So our main job at the MTA is to help users navigate the Adobe Suite. Sometimes they'll just come in, drop by, say like one quick question. It can be anything as simple as finding a button. And then sometimes there are more elaborate questions where you'll have to pull up a tutorial from online, go step by step with them. And then also we just help them use the equipment we have in our lab. So that includes a microphone that we have for podcast recording and like a MIDI keyboard. And then we have 2 Wacom tablets for using with Photoshop, Illustration, anything like of that sort, as well as a stop motion animation stand. And we have our own camera for that. So mostly just asking people what they need help with and teaching them how to do what they need to do.
Awesome. What have you enjoyed a lot about being in this role over the last 2.5-ish years?
So I enjoy helping people in general. It's something that I just know about myself. I really enjoy mentor roles and things like that. But an unexpected thing I really enjoy about this job is seeing our regulars come in. And the way that Mount Holyoke works, your regulars change every semester because your hours change and their courses change. And so sometimes you'll just start to get to know the people that come in. You'll be like, oh, this person is working on their photography class project, or this person is working on a stop animation project. And it's nice to see familiar faces and get to like ask them, oh, how's the progress going? Get to see them evolve. And towards the end of the semester as well, it's really great because people will come in and then they'll leave and they'll be like, oh, I finished my project. And you're like, oh my God, great, nice.
That's awesome. That sounds so rewarding. So that's really cool to hear about. Thank you for sharing that. So I know each student on the MTA staff has different skill sets. And that could be different applications they're fluent with or just different technological expertise. Could you describe a little bit about your specific areas of expertise? What programs do you feel the most able to provide support?
So I provide the most support with Premiere Pro and InDesign. I have about, I think at this rate, like 5 years of video editing experience in Premiere Pro. That's not to say I know everything. Because my projects tend to be on the same like scale. But I do know a fair bit about Premiere Pro. And then with InDesign, it's actually funny. I taught myself InDesign just for a passion project. And now I'm learning so much more about it. So that's kind of like my second program. And InDesign, in the case that you don't know it, it's sort of like a layout program. People use it for magazine making, book binding even. There's a bunch of stuff you can do with it. You can use it to make flyers. It has like a secondary purpose as a graphic design tool, things like that. And then I also know like the fair basics of Photoshop. I can help people get their files all arranged and stuff, do some cool editing tricks. Not my expertise, but I know enough to get by.
That makes sense. That's neat to hear that some of it you came to just because you wanted to learn about more. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. So I know this part's especially relevant because at the time of recording, MTA is looking at hiring another student employee. So if someone is interested in becoming a student employee, what should they know about what the process is like or whether or not there are specific qualifications someone should have?
So as far as the hiring process goes, it's like any other process. You fill in your application, you get interviewed. I know some people in the past have been like, oh, do I have to like show that I can use the programs? Not on the spot. If you would like, you can bring in other projects you worked on, but questions about like what you know about the Adobe Suite, we just ask them up front. We don't necessarily like do an experience check right there, like coding jobs might do. But I will say working at the MTA is mostly a customer service job. So we really like seeing experience in that. Anything like retail even is really great, but especially like mentoring, because a lot of the people that come in are people who are just starting out at the programs you may be an expert in. So it's great to have that experience in meeting someone who's at a different level than you. But also the main thing is we really love seeing people who know about the Adobe Suite, and that doesn't have to be like you're professionally trained in any capacity. This can be from doing it or using any of the programs from a class, or you could have used it at a previous job, or even if you're a self-taught. We have a few employees who came in only knowing one or two programs, and then by the end of the semester, they would learn more programs on shift, and now they have a few more specialties than they came in with.
Awesome. Thank you for diving into that. It's great to hear that people from all different backgrounds end up working at the MTA and that it is accessible if you don't have formal training in some of these programs.
Absolutely. We have a lot of people come in that just don't need anything super specific. So it's great to have a bit of a jack of all trades mentality towards it. As long as you know a little, you can get by. You can always learn more.
Great. Thank you so much for answering our questions. I think we'll wrap it there, and I appreciate your time for this interview.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hello. Matt here with one thing you should know about LITS. This year, LITS upgraded to the Ask LITS portal, now available at asklits.mtholyoke.edu. The services section of that site answers most common questions and is also the best place to request software and other services. The next time you have a question, check it out. The answer may already be waiting for you there.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Sky, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question, and a new question to puzzle over. Our previous question was, in 1862, Oberlin College awarded a degree to their first African-American graduate. What was her name? And the answer, Mary Jane Patterson. Our new technology trivia question is as follows. Did you know that Kermit the Frog has an honorary PhD? What school granted him that honor? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team.